Hello and welcome back to the podcast channel with me, Kerry Curl, wedding industry business coach to bridal hair and makeup artists. And in this next episode, I thought it was definitely about time that we had heard from someone in the wedding industry that also helps wedding suppliers get that visibility, credibility, and recognition that they deserve. So without further ado, please welcome Damien Bailey to the podcast channel today.
Kerry, hi, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you. And if you have been living underneath a rock, Damien Bailey is the wedding industry awards. So the Tweers, I call it the Tweers. Is that okay, Damien?
Yeah, TWIR's fine. We call it TWIR. It saves about half an hour a day than calling it the Wedding Industry Awards all the time. So yeah, TWIR is fine.
Excellent. And you've been doing this now 13 years, which tells me that you are passionate about what you do.
Yeah, we really are, Kerry. We set up the awards back in 2011 to recognise and reward excellence in the wedding industry. And our secondary goal was to help couples find the best wedding suppliers for their weddings. And we're really proud of the fact that we're still doing it, that it's a service that we offer that people enjoy. They enjoy all sorts of aspects of TWIR and what it gives them. And the wedding industry is a really great place to be. You know, not many people dream of being in it, but when you find yourself in it or you stumble upon it, it is a happy, supportive, fantastic place, and we're delighted to be part of that.
I totally agree. I absolutely love it. I'm biased, of course, but I think we have a great
Yeah.
industry. And actually, it might surprise people that you are a wedding supplier yourself.
True. I am a wedding photographer. There is a little section on our awards website about who is behind the awards, but I know that sometimes these things get missed. Yeah, I'm a wedding photographer. I've been shooting weddings since 2003, so over 20 years. I've shot best part of 1,000 weddings, and still do. I shoot maybe 15 to 20 a year now. Love it. It keeps me in with what's going on within the wedding industry, which I like. And also, I think I want people to trust these awards. And one of the ways that we can help that is by being wedding suppliers ourselves. So my wedding photography is really important to me. I love doing it anyway, but also from an awards point of view, it just helps people understand that this is run by wedding suppliers for wedding suppliers. And I think that's important.
Love that. So, how did you kind of get inspired by the concept of hosting wedding industry awards? Was there like a particular gap or need that you identified in the market?
Yeah, first of all, it was through experience, and so many businesses start in this way, don't they? Back in 2007, I'd been taking wedding photographs for about 4 years, and I entered an awards that was running then that was client voted, just like TWIR is, and I won. I was became wedding photographer of the year, which was amazing. Now, on several levels, that worked for me. First of all, commercially, I think I understood how valuable that was. And there are really two, well, three things that can happen if you win something like that. You can get more bookings, you can charge more for those bookings, or ideally both of those things. So I doubled my bookings and doubled my prices the following year, and I was nervous. You know, you're anxious to do that sort of thing, but that award gave me the confidence to do it. And I think that confidence thing is really important. We're in a very competitive environment. Couples, you know, all they see is people shouting at them about how great they are on social media or however. And if you have something else that differentiates you from the others, then that is extremely valuable, both commercially, but also for your self-confidence. I felt I'm now a wedding photographer. I can do this. I am doing this, and people like what I'm doing. So yeah, it really spurred us on. Those awards that I entered then disappeared. Lots do, because they're often promoting another product. And I said to Anna, my wife, we're both from an event management background. I said, that was amazing for me. We should do that properly, but for no other reason other than to recognize those amazing wedding suppliers and to help those couples find the best for their weddings. So we, how hard can it be? Were our sort of famous last words. And here we are 13 years later, fully understanding how hard it has been. But we're very proud of it.
Yeah, I always say this, couples will always pay more for differences. And just having those accolades does make a big difference. But I guess what I really want to know is, can you walk us through the process of how suppliers are nominated and then selected for these awards?
Sure. So The Wedding Industry Awards is open to all wedding businesses based in the UK. You can enter your own business. You go onto our website, click enter. There's an entry fee. You fill in the forms. Away you go. You've entered the awards. You then need to get your recent couples to vote for you. This is absolutely at the heart of the awards. So it's client voted. There are lots of awards where anyone can vote as many times as they like, which frankly are completely pointless when it comes to differentiation. So only the people who have used your product or service in the past year can vote for you in the awards. That is key. That happens throughout the year. So entries are open now and they'll close at the end of September. That's when voting closes, just shortly after that as well. And then the judging process starts. We have a specific panel of experts for each category. Again, that is doesn't exist anywhere else in the industry. You have to have people who know what they're talking about judging specific categories. And we have 26 categories. So we have over 140 judges now. And they volunteer to help to give back to an industry that they love, and they want to help those businesses get that recognition. So the judging process then brings the regional finalists. That's usually in the first or second week of October. And then in November, we travel the country for our eight regional awards events. So we do one event in each of our eight regions to announce and present the regional winners. This is absolutely at the heart of our awards. Nobody else travels the country or goes around putting the community together in a physical space to just talk and chat and make connections, reconnect. Also, it's obviously quite fun and exciting to wait and to hear if it's your name that's going to be read out as a winner. But we're really proud of the community that we've helped create and that we and obviously that recognition that you get on the night from your peers, but also the wider recognition you're going to get from being highly commended or winning, actually, and a finalist as well, to be honest, is really important and valuable in so many ways. So that's how the process works. But it's open to everybody. That's really important to us. We have a nomination process, which is different to voting and it's different to entering, where you, Kerry, for instance, could go on to anyone can go onto our website, click on nominate, and tell us about a great wedding supplier they know. That nominee, that wedding supplier, then gets an email saying, "Hey, Kerry's nominated you. She thinks you're excellent. Here's what she said." And then that hopefully encourages people to enter. So that's in a nutshell how it works. Full details are obviously all on our website. And there's quite a lot of dry, boring, but very important information on how we run these awards. We're very keen to be transparent. It's important to us.
Love that. And actually, listening, there was like 140 judges here. So I guess the question is, what criteria do you use to judge those nominees? And how do you really ensure fairness and transparency throughout the judging process?
So judges, we let judges make their own decisions. I think it's really important to, if you're going to collect a group of experts who, let's say, for the hair, so we have a specific category for hair and another category for makeup, and a specific category, judging panel for each. If we're going to collect these judges together and then restrict them with criteria, I think it slightly defeats the object. What I'd rather do, and what we do is say to the judges, you are the expert in hair or in makeup. You make your decisions. What is it about? What is it that makes you, annoys you, gets you going, is impresses you, upsets you, or whatever it may be? Even something as simple as how much effort has this entrant put into their entry, their submission? Have they completed all aspects of it? Grammar, syntax, spelling, are they good? That can be really important. Because I think it reflects how you treat your business and how you treat your life. I think it's important, or it is to some judges, put it that way. Photography, really important, especially for hair and makeup artists. And you'll be telling your all your charges that how this works. You cannot afford to have poor photography anymore. You can upload photos into your entry for the judges to see. They'll also go to your social media. They'll go to your websites to find more. You're allowed to upload videos, and that's slightly trickier, but certainly for hair and makeup. But what we suggest to people is that they think about putting themselves in front of the camera, introduce themselves, personalize their entry, because at the end of the day, couples are going to book, they're going to book people. They want to book a person who does their hair and makeup, or one or the other. And I think it is absolutely the same when it comes to an awards. Who are you? Show us. And I know no one wants to be in front of the camera, really. I'm delighted the camera's off today, by the way. But I think what I want, I think impress upon people to be the personality of their business, to get in front of it. But the judges are free to make their own decisions, as I say. And what the actual process is, each judge does not confer with any of the other judges. So we don't meet to do this, so that one judge can't overrule or be overbearing with any of the others. They all make their own decisions, and they rank their top three finalists in the hair category, top three finalists in the makeup category, effectively giving them a series of points. And that's all detailed on the website. And the finalist with the most points, once all the judges have done that, is the winner. So that's how it works. And sometimes, if it's very close, there will be a highly commended as well, which is what that means. So what I know is that when I'm standing on the stage announcing the winners, I know that that process has happened. And when you've got a dozen judges, and they haven't conferred, and the winner is clear, that is an extremely strong result. That means that the vast majority of those experts agree, having not talked about it with each other. And I know I can stand up there with full confidence and say, these are the results, and I'm confident of the process behind it.
Yeah, I love that. The amount of passion you should be throwing into your business. You know, I say this all the time to my own clients, but how you do something, how you do anything is how you do everything. So if you're
Absolutely.
quite sloppy with what you put in, ladies, you're not going to get the results you want. Damien, I suppose what I'm looking for now is what are the most significant benefits for wedding suppliers that you've seen when they participate in the Wedding Industry Awards?
There are so many. I know it sounds silly, and of course I'm going to say that, but there really are. So first and foremost, it's about raising your industry profile. There are, as I said earlier, there are lots of businesses shouting at brides and grooms, but let's be honest, brides, especially for hair and makeup artists, obviously. There are lots of businesses shouting at those couples. How do you differentiate? Well, winning an award is a really good way of doing it, but actually entering an award is already differentiation, because most businesses don't, for whatever reason. And there are lots of reasons why. But entering can be really beneficial. And then you use that TWEAR journey, in inverted commas, to help tell the story of your business, to help promote it, to create content, to create a narrative. All the things that social media begs you to do, TWEAR can help you. It is about helping you market your business. So I think that's the first thing I would say. If you become a finalist or win, there's an obvious currency and a commercial benefit to that. You can promote yourself with the logo that we'll give you, do blog posts, videos. It goes on all your social media. It goes on all your emails. You can tell people about it. And that will make people sit up and take notice. Look at the Oscars. And forgive me for comparing us with the Oscars, but you'll go and see an Oscar-nominated film, not an Oscar-winning film. You will go and see that too, but you'll go and see one that's been nominated. You'll go and see one that has entered, that has become a finalist. It's the same thing. If it's credible, and that's important, not all awards are the same, that is absolutely for sure. And we're proud that we're definitely the top of that pile. But if it's credible, the bride and groom can see it's credible and recognizes that too. It's going to help your business. So those are the main ones. We give you All entrants get a free listing on our TWEAR only directory, which is really handy and really useful for people. I mean, the theory there is, if you're a bride, why wouldn't you want award-winning wedding suppliers at your wedding? So here's a directory that's full of them. It makes sense, and it does work for couples, and it therefore works for the businesses too. And then I think I would go to the slightly less tangible, slightly more touchy-feely aspect of TWEAR, which is the community. And I mentioned it a little bit earlier. Sometimes, and particularly, again, I'm a photographer, but your clients, hair, makeup artists, they'll work on their own very often. And it can be isolating and isolated. I think it's important to reach out to talk to others who are in the same boat, other hair and makeup artists or other businesses within the industry, and just talk to them about the issues they face and how they've solved them, or how they're trying to solve them. And even if it's just to whinge and moan about your couples, to some sort of outlet, to others who understand. The awards is a really good space in which to do that, because of these events that we have each year. And I know people get a huge amount of benefit from that. And finally, the other thing that we offer is full voter feedback. So when a client votes, they score you out of 10 in 7 criteria specific to the category, and then they leave a comment. They leave a constructive criticism comment, and they leave a general comment. And we give all of that information to each entrant after the awards. And again, it just serves to give little pointers of to what's going well, what you're doing well, what can be improved. It's different to receiving a thank you card from a bride. They're trying to help you win an award. They understand the job here. So they're trying to give you as much information, or give us as much information as possible to help you win, and we make sure you get that. So there's a huge amount of value. There's all sorts of other aspects too, but those are the main things.
Yeah, I love that. It's like it's a business scorecard to help you to plug those gaps. And you know, I say this to my own clients, but you know, brides are not looking for an average hair or makeup artist. They're looking for the best. And when I personally entered the awards myself and won awards, I was dying to know, did you hire me based on this? And a lot of them said yes. So you know, it's very interesting to hear that. Have you had any great, or can you think of any great success stories over the years, Damien, that really stand out to you?
Oh, that's a good question. I can think. I couldn't necessarily. I won't name any actual businesses, but I know for sure that because we hear it, that people feed back to us. Thinking of one actually, and I think she may well have been a hair or makeup artist. Anyway, she'd entered 5 years in a row. First 2 years didn't even become a finalist. So she looked around, and 2 years on the trot. It takes guts to come back and have another go, having not been made a finalist the first year. But she was so determined, and she looked around at what other finalists all over the country were doing that she wasn't, and she took the best of those and implemented them in her own business. So already she's on the right track. She's already benefiting from the thought process that TWER forces upon you in a way. Third year became a finalist. Fourth year became a finalist. Was she highly commended? I think she may have been highly commended in that fourth year. And then in the fifth year she entered, she won in the region.
Wow.
And she was beside herself, and it wasn't floods of tears and uncontrollable, like catwalks and a red carpet sort of thing. It was much more controlled and measured. There was such a huge sense of satisfaction that she'd risen. She developed her business to such an extent that our expert judging panel and her couples, of course, felt that she was good enough to win this award, and she did. So it's a really powerful story for us. We've had people who said to us, winning, I enter each year because the voter feedback's really important to me. I enter each year because I love coming to the events and seeing everybody and being part of this amazing community. I enter each year because I want to keep winning. I don't mind. We have no problem giving the award to the same person each year because the process means they're good enough. They've got new voters, often new judges, because those rotate every now and then. So it's a whole new competition. And I want it to become part of people's marketing budget. That's the to think of the value of for that as opposed to the cost of the entry fee. Put it into your marketing budget. It's a hell of a lot better than a couple of ads on Instagram, which are just going to disappear. So the successes, even we've even got people on the judging panel who used to enter and didn't become a finalist and have gone all the way up, all the way up, all the way up to win twice at national level, which is when I, or 4 times at regional level, which is where I tend to then say, look, you've proven yourself. You've got an amazing track record. I'd like to bring you onto the judging panel if that's okay. And that's an amazing story from not being a finalist to being on the judging panel over a period of, 5 or 6 years. It does work. And if you, I think what you said earlier, Kerry, is really interesting. How you do any something is how you do anything. And people who come back, who say to us, okay, I didn't win this year, but I'm going to come back next year, they're already on that trajectory to success, however they define that in their business, because they're not blaming it on anyone else. They're taking responsibility and saying, okay, I'm going to improve. I'm determined. I'm competitive. And guess what? Those businesses often do come back and do well.
Great. I love to hear that. I love success stories. It's exactly the same for us as well. You know, that your results are our results as well. And actually, looking back, Jamie, you know, the wedding industry, you know, across those 13 years, ignoring the pandemic, you must have seen some things that I have, you know, some changes to the wedding industry. What are you seeing anything right now that you're thinking, these things are
That's
changing?
interesting. I think there's a shift. Well, there's some new categories that we've introduced over the years. Some unfortunately have dropped off just because we just didn't get enough entries, and we can't have categories that don't get enough entries. But one that we've introduced recently and has done really well is the celebrant category. That's done really well because I think couples' attitudes are changing to how and where and with whom or by whom they get married. I think the law hopefully is set to change fairly soon about, you don't have to go to a registered or licensed premises. You'd be able to get married anywhere, like you can, for instance, in Australia and New Zealand on the continent. So I see lots of couples doing register office weddings, like you might, like you in France. If you get married, you have to go to the town hall to get married. But then you can go and do your ceremony and your blessing or whatever you wish to call it elsewhere on a, absolutely on your terms. I see more and more couples, both from a photography point of view, when I'm shooting their weddings, but also in the awards, doing whatever they want. And I think that opens up a whole load of new people coming into weddings. And the couples' weddings have been in decline slowly but surely over the last, few years. And I think that sort of change will encourage couples to get married because they can do what they like. It doesn't have to cost, tens of thousands of pounds like everyone assumes weddings do. Lots more is being done DIY, and on a smaller budget, but there is still room for excellence within this industry. People will pay for it because they're getting a very good product or service or both. And I think never more so than in hair and makeup. I mean, it's so important to brides anyway, to women, and men, of course, depending on but on a wedding day, it is absolutely central to, I see it as a photographer, the change in a bride and her bridesmaid and mum from before they've had their makeup and hair done to afterwards, not just how they look, but how that makes them feel is so important. So I think, whatever I, however good a friend might be at doing hair and makeup, it's never, ever the same as a professional who's
Never,
neutral.
ever.
It never is. It never works out particularly well. It's just too stressful. It's too much connection. And I'm not saying that the hair and makeup artists aren't connected to their clients. Of course they are, but there's a professionalism. There's a job to do. In the same way that I would never say, oh yeah, get a friend to take the wedding photos. It just
So true.
doesn't work. So trends, I'm not. I think that's the main one. I think it's people doing what they want to do. And I know that sounds crazy because they should be doing that anyway. But that those things are those things are definitely changing.
Yeah, and I see that as well with like diverse range of couples and cultures within the industry, a lot more diversity and inclusivity. So how do you bring that back into the awards? If, for example, if I'm very alternative as a hair and makeup artist right now, am I going to be, welcomed into these kind of awards? Are you going to
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's all based around what your clients think of you. If your clients love you and love what you do and how you did it and who you were whilst you were doing it, all those important things as a client-facing wedding supplier, you have a place in these awards, 100%. There's nothing, we're setting a standard, but we're not determining who should be at that standard. Everyone is well open to everybody. That's really important to us. So that inclusivity, and it shows across the board in all sorts of different categories. So I think what's so important about being a creative is to do what you feel you would like, let's say, but do your thing, be yourself. You do you, and you will find a client base who loves that as well if you do it well and have that passion. And that's exactly the same in our awards. Just because what you're doing is different to what whoever won last year is doing, then doesn't mean you can't win this year. So I think that is also what drives the industry. It's what drives businesses forward. So yeah, I think that is absolutely not a hurdle to doing well in TWIR for sure.
Yeah, and it helps, grow. The industry grows bigger the more differentiated,
100%.
have. So lastly, Damien, if our right thinking to themselves, right, I want to be involved in these awards. This sounds like just what I need. It's going to help me with the visibility piece. It's going to get me the credibility that I need. I'm going to get less pushback on price because they're going to see the value of my brand. What do they need to do?
Well, entries are open right now. They opened back in February. They'll close in September. So there's a fair amount of time to get everything sorted. But you go to our website, click on enter, fill in the forms for the entry process, and then you ask your clients to vote. And we provide you with a link to send to all your eligible clients so they can vote for you. Really, it's as simple as that. But you can dip in and out of your entry right up until the end of September. So you can tweak it. If you do a great wedding in August, you can use those photos in your entry. It's designed to, we open early and we close late to enable people to tinker and play with their entry so that they're really, when entries close or at the end of September, everything is sorted. So yeah, entries are open. But do have a look. The website is full, as I said earlier, of slightly dry, boring, but really important information on how the awards works. Everything is there. And you can, if you want, book a 15-minute conversation with me. You'll see that on the website. And I will answer any questions you have. We want to make ourselves available. We're not some faceless corporation, as hopefully this podcast is helping to prove. We are wedding. I'm a wedding supplier, just like your listeners, and I'm here to help in every way I can regarding the awards.
Amazing. I will actually link that into the show notes so you can have either a discovery call or you can check out the website.
Yeah.
Damien, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on my podcast today. I'm sure we'll have you back. Hope you have a
Barry,
great
thanks very
summer.
well. Well, thanks very much for having me. I've really enjoyed it, and I hope it's been helpful to your listeners. Thanks very much.